Barrhead, it is a foregone conclusion. A crosswalk on Barrhead's Main Street will be painted in rainbow pride colors as a gesture of inclusivity to the LGBTQ+ community. The only question is what intersection and when volunteers will paint it. Resident Caitlin Clark asked Town of Barrhead councillors during their May 10 meeting for authorization to paint the west side of the intersection at Main Street and 50th Avenue in rainbow colors in early June on behalf of the community's LGBTQ+ population. I am here before council to consider for a public, intentional and explicit show of an allyship for the LGBTQ+ community, she said. June is Pride Month, in commemoration of the Stonewall Riots, which occurred at the end of June 1969. Pride Month is also about celebrating diversity and inclusion and ending the prejudice and inequality members of the LGBTQ+ community face. The Stonewall Riots were a series of spontaneous demonstrations by members of the LGBTQ+ community in response to a police raid that began in the early morning hours of June 28, 1969, at the Stonewall Inn in New York City's Lower Manhattan. Although councillors overwhelmingly supported Clark's request, they tabled the decision until their May 24 meeting so the vote could be unanimous. Mayor Dave McKenzie was absent. Clark said the LGBTQ+ community has made several strides in gaining rights most Canadians take for granted, such as the right to marry and have their correct sexual identity displayed on their birth certificate, but it is easy to forget about the gains the community has made and continue to face in Barrhead. Where sexuality that differs from hetero and gender expression that is different than allotted at birth is not necessarily talked about openly in all circles, she said. However, Clark said that she and other allies are hoping to create a safe place to gather and make themselves known. She added several other communities including St. Albert, Edmonton, Grande Prairie, and Lethbridge, have painted a portion of their crosswalks in rainbow colors. It is an easy-to-assemble symbol and it is an acknowledgement of queer community in our larger community and the importance of their contributions in making Barrhead a kind, welcoming, municipality that we know it can be, Clark said. She added a group of about a dozen have volunteered to paint the crosswalk and purchase all of the necessary supplies, suggesting June 4 for its official unveiling. Coun. Dave Sawatsky said it was a great idea, but suggested an intersection higher up on Main Street would be more appropriate due to increased visibility. He also asked how the group would handle potential vandalism, as seen, unfortunately, in several other communities. Clark replied that she chose the location after consulting with Chief Administrative Officer Edward LeBlanc. Later in the meeting, LeBlanc said Public Works informed it was a maintenance issue, saying the paint would better adhere to a flat surface. She replied that volunteers would paint over any graffiti, quickly, guaranteeing that for Pride Month it would be done within 48 hours. Smith also voiced his support, agreeing with Sawatsky that it should be at a more visible intersection, suggesting one of the crosswalks at the four-way stop. Coun. Klumpf also supported the request, noting the colors of the rainbow symbolized inclusivity for all, not just the LGBTQ+ community. The rainbow comes from the same place, white light. We are all the same and together, he said. I come from the Christian perspective. God gave the rainbow as a sign that he wasn't going to destroy the world with another flood. For me, it is a sign of peace and goodwill. He also suggested that the LGBTQ+ community should consider rebranding the overly long acronym. It is long and cumbersome. It also has a negative connotation, Klumpf said, suggesting not heterosexual or no. It is fairly simple. Clark said, as a heterosexual ally, she did not want to speak for the LGBTQ+ community, but noted that the acronym doesn't necessarily have the same negative stigmatism for the lesbian, gay, transgender, bisexual, or questioning community or the younger generation. Klumpf then suggested tabling the decision until the next council meeting. It's not that we don't support this, said Coun. Ty Ossoff. It would look better to have the seven of us vote in favor. It shows the community that we are all united. Barry Curtin, townandcountrytoday.com.